It's one spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. What God is saying is one thing. Amen. I believe God that even the words that are coming out, they are spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. As these spirits go forth, things are happening. You know, he said that that day of the Lord will come in which the heavens will do what? Melt and dissolve. Brethren, within my person, there are elements. Praise the name of the Lord. Inside the fabrics of my personality, there are programs written that make me behave, think, and function in certain ways. Praise the name of the Lord. And the word of the Lord, the spirit in the word, goes into that place and begins to loosen them. Praise the name of the Lord. Begins to loosen the grip of death, sin, within these fabrics. As I'm talking to you, something is happening to you. Believe me, brethren. This word is not just intellectual. It is also spiritual. Do you understand me, brethren? You see, and this is why when you test word, before you test the doctrine, you test the spirit. Do you understand? You test the spirit first. Because the physical words might be, you understand? Okay. It's easier when somebody preaches that Jesus did not come in the flesh. It's very easy to, do you understand, say, oh, this is wrong. But when somebody comes with words put in order, pretended words, you must test what? Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And God has given us the capacity to test spirits. You know, the Bible says that the ear trieth words, the way the mouth tastes what now? Meat. And so the ear that trieth words is not just every ear. It's an ear that has been tuned and inclined towards truth. You see, the Bible says that the spirit of Antichrist will walk with all deceivableness of in those who are what? Perishing. They are set on a particular path that leads to what now? Perdition. And he finds them easy to walk because they refuse to retain a love for what? The truth. There is a heart that is required for this truth. Do you understand? As I'm ministering, the word I speak must come from a right spirit. But it must also be received with a right spirit. See, in Luke chapter 22, something began to happen there. The Bible says it was Passover time. How many people remember? You know, it was time for that change that my brother Emma was talking about. I'm sure you understand that the essence of our gathering is that we believe that man is about to step out from time into what now? Eternity. That is the fulcrum of this gathering. We are saying that things cannot continue to remain what? The same. And that there are people who have been waiting for this consolation. I don't know what you believe. But you see, we need to get our minds off the regular Christianity. And get our minds off distractions. We are waiting for a change. And that this change will come to those who are expecting it. The Bible says he is coming to unto them. He will appear the second time. Those who are waiting, expecting, longing, desiring him. He will appear the second time. Not to deal with the issue of sin. I don't know if you understand me. Not to deal with that matter. We should be dealing with it when? Now. He is coming to bring them to full salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. As we're going to look, we will see that God is trying to prime you to get ready. He said that creation is standing on what now? Tiptoes. In eager expectation. They know that something is about to appear on the earth. While others are buying and selling. There are things happening this world. Don't let it distract you. We will do them. But it's not our focus. People are getting carried away with it. That's why even, brethren, when you are getting married, don't let the marriage ceremony obscure the import of marriage. If you heard in this camp, every time you are doing the physical one, your eyes must be set upon one now, the heavenly one. And that's why you must also ensure that what you do in the physical conforms with what now? The heavenly. We are copying too much from the world. We are copying too much. I went somewhere, end time wedding. You know, in my group today, I was with the youth. You know, they are doing Christian shaku shaku. You know, and the music was playing and everybody was, praise God. You know, are we together, brethren? I was talking in the morning about the will of the Gentiles. There is a power. When you say fashion, when you say there is an energy that is compelling everybody. Do you know that image of Nebuchadnezzar represents the will of the Gentiles? They say when you hear this trumpet, dulcimer, you know, there are various trumps that are sounding. Everybody must do what? Must bow. Brethren, there are people who will not bow. Praise the name of the Lord. So, as we do things in the natural, we get carried away with ceremonies. Are you getting my point? Do you know, sometimes I look at it and I want to scream. Are we blind? Have we lost vision? Have we forgotten that we're supposed to be looking at the things that are not seen? As I'm looking at you now, Jesus looked, he was looking at the temple. The disciples were seeing the present temple. He looked beyond it and saw the temple destroyed. And he still looked beyond that and saw a new temple made without hands. What are you seeing? We are getting the ceremonies, you know, and the devil is a smart guy. He hides in the natural affairs of what now? Of life. He said, let not your heart be overcharged with those matters. We do them, but not, you know, how does the Bible say it again? He said that we use this world, though not abusing it. Why? Again, the fashion of this world is what? Passing. There are things that are being dissolved. In you, there are elements. These elements are rules, laws, rules of action that make us behave in certain patterns. They are there. But as the word of God comes, it's like Omo entering into a dress, a garment. You understand? It goes into losing particles of dirty. Do you understand the point? So that the garment comes out what now? Clean. The word of God washes. He said that he might cleanse her with the washing of water by what now? By the word. So that when this bride is coming forth, her garment is what now? Is clean. Praise the name of the Lord. So if I'm getting married, for instance, why am I talking marriage? You know, there are certain things that bring out certain emotions. Do you understand the point? Ah, praise God. Be sure that you represent who? Christ. That at anything you are doing, somebody asks you, why are you doing this? You must have a scriptural word now. Answer. Praise the name. Are you with me, brother? You see, as we're going to see here, the mystery of God's will is that you become the manifest expression of invisible word now, reality. That's what he told Moses. He said, make sure you build according to what now? The pattern. How can you build if you do not see the pattern? How can you build? What are you building? Is the life you're living, is it not? It's a daily lifestyle. That is the building. So what are you seeing? Are you copying from this other side? Because most times it's a copying. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we try to talk about natural things. When I was an unbeliever and I danced, the spirit in me was a different thing. Do you understand that? Yes. When I get born again, God must touch my dance, you know. You don't believe that? It's true. It's true. What was the kind of dance that Herod's daughter danced that turned Herod's head up? It's the Orientals do what they call belly dancing. If you see it, you understand. It is completely sensual. Completely sensual. It's completely erotic. Do you understand? When you get born again, God must purge that spirit. When Miriam and the daughters of Israel danced, it was a different dance. These are realities. Praise the name of the Lord. If this thing we hear is not changing us, then maybe we need to change what we are hearing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, brethren, I'm just trying to let us realize that our being here today, we are being subjected to spirits. Do you understand? There is a spirit that is in the world. And the Bible says that is not the spirit that we have what now? We have received. What we have received is the spirit of adoption. It is making us into sons. Every day as I hear it, it is remolding me. It is changing me. It is releasing me from the will of the Gentiles. And it is bringing me into the will of the Father. Praise the name of the Lord. And I pray, brethren, that the Lord create that awareness in us. Until we realize that, look, I come to do. That's why I came into this world. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me? I came into this world to do the Father's will. I must know that. And once I begin to realize this, my life commitment does what? Changes. My life obligation changes. So it is God's intention that this will be made clear to each and every one of us. So that, as Paul wrote to the Ephesians 5, he said, do not live vague and purposeless lives, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Sometimes our lives are vague. You know what a vague life is? It's a life that does not express anything. Do you understand the point? Take the life of Paul. There was nothing vague about him. He said, my determined what? Purpose is this. And it is patterned after a heavenly what? Vision. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, God is impressing this and forcing it. Because the true battle is simply a battle of my will, my ambition, my plan, and then what God will have me what to do. We used to have, when I was a younger Christian, what I feared most in preaching was the will of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Whenever they say, they want to do the will of God, I became afraid. Do you know why? I had my own will. I was not ready by any chance to do what? To give it up. So I was always having what? A battle. And this battle, you must lose. I must lose. Praise the name of the Lord. The more I began to realize that I needed to lose that battle, I began to lay it down one by one. Praise the name of the Lord. Till I begin to come into a place where I can say, I delight to do your will. Oh Lord, your law is in my heart. When you start that, then you become a friend of God. Praise the name of the Lord. You become God's what? Friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there is a clash of wills. There is going to be a destruction of one will. And then there will be an establishing of another will. Praise the name of the Lord. So, brethren, let's start somewhere. I just trust quickly. I want to put some flesh to some of the things that were shared in the morning. I trust God, I will not be long. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go back to, we started with Ephesians chapter 1. I want to read that quickly. Ephesians chapter 1. Amen. 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 Ephesians chapter 1. I read up to verse 10. Praise the name of the Lord. So I'm just going to start from verse 9 and read up to, praise the name of the Lord, verse 11. Verse 9, amplified. It says, making known to us the mystery, secret of his will, of his plan, of his purpose. And it is this. Praise the name of the Lord. We read that. He says, in accordance with his good pleasure, his merciful intention, which he had previously proposed and then set forth in him, he planned for the maturity of the times and the climax of the ages to what? Unify all things and head them up and consummate them in Christ, both things in heaven and things on earth. Praise the name of the Lord. God's plan is to bring things under one head. Praise the name of the Lord. Things in the heavens and things on the earth must come under one word now, government, one rulership. There are not going to be two. Praise the name of the Lord. There will be one head, and he will be head over what? All things. The only way church can be one is when all of us submit to one head. Do you understand the point? There's no other way. If you are like, let us sit down to discuss how we can work together. If we are submitted to two different heads, all that discussion will not accomplish what now? Anything. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We draw out articles and say, okay, we believe the same thing, we speak the same thing. There's no problem. The issue is, what are you submitting to? Praise the name of the Lord. And because of that, there will always be a conflict between he that is born of flesh and he that is born what now? Of the spirit. Now, being born is not, is a present continuous term. Do you understand the point? Every day there is a birthing. And some people are taking their, you know, nature. Birthing means to take a nature. Praise the name of the Lord. Some are taking their nature from the realm of the flesh. They are doing the fleshly life. And some others are living the spiritual life. It always brings what? Conflict. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So things are going to come under one government. And there is no two ways about it. So you have a choice to begin to come under this rule of the Christ. Every other rule will be put away. Amen. He said, in him we were made God's heritage, his portion. We became God's inheritance, and then we also obtained an inheritance. For we had been foreordained, chosen, and appointed beforehand in accordance with his purpose, who works out everything in agreement with the counsel and design of his own will. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's make this clear, brethren. You don't have a choice in this matter, but you have a choice. Praise the name of the Lord. You either conform or you deform. When you conform, you become like Christ. You deform, you become like a beast. There are no two ways about it. Praise the name of the Lord. But God is saying something to us. You know, the Bible tells us in Amos that the Lord God will not do anything except what? He reveals it to what? His servant, the prophet. Do you know that what God is doing? He is bringing you into a secret. Are we together, brethren? There are things that God is uncovering now that Abraham did not know about. Moses did not know about. Isaiah did not know about them. praise the name of the Lord. Daniel, these were great men. Brethren, in character, some of them were men, mighty men. But they did not know these things. But now he is revealing it to us. Praise the name of the Lord, making it known. Why would he do that? The reason is because you are being invited to become part of a project. Brethren, the choice is simple. Before now, I had my plan. I had my ambition. You wake up, I want to read. You know, we're talking with the young people today about course. What course am I going to choose? And we're saying you should pray. Are we understanding my point? Where everything is now is that you are being drawn into harmony with a divine word plan. Before you marry, you should do what? Pray. Hallelujah. What you want to do now, you should do what? Pray. And brethren, God is saying, if you want to do my will, and you ask me, I will do what? I will show you. Praise the name of the Lord. The more we pray, the more we begin to form a pattern of seeking God's mind in everything, the more God is sucking us into a cycle of life. There is something called the bundle of life. Have you read that in your Bible before? He said that the soul of my Lord shall be bound up in the bundle of what? God is packaging a bundle. Praise the name of the Lord. And it is called the bundle of life. Believe me, brother, you can hear this word. It depends on how your heart does what? Responds to it. Every day you must pray for your heart. You must pray for your heart. Are you with me, brethren? Let me tell you why. I was talking about the time of Passover. When this time reached, certain conspiracies began to emerge. First of all, the scribes began to find out how they would put him to what? To death. Do you understand? There is a massive attack on your faith. Do you understand me? There is an orchestrated, coordinated attack to remove the hypostatic realm, to remove the foundation. Don't you understand that people you worked with up to a particular point in time will suddenly what now? Change. The substructure failed. Are we together, brethren? The substructure did what? Collapsed. All the while, they were not building on what now? The rock. When the storm came, the substructure crumbled. Certain things came up against them. They just crumbled before the face of this challenge because they had not been building aright. Praise the name of the Lord. There was an attack. He said, let us put him to death. The Christ is being attacked in the world. You know what I'm talking about. Everything you see in this world is designed to damage the faith that you have. It is for this reason that you are also exhorted to do what? To contend. You must contend so that this thing will remain alive. You must remain alive. Praise the name of the Lord. They conspired to put him to death. Now, something happened, brethren. The Bible says that Judas went and began to consult with the chief priests. Suddenly, there was an agreement between light and darkness. What did they have in common? Do you understand? How did he find his way to the core enemies? Didn't he know this man's agenda from the beginning? He asked them, what will you give me? And I will hand him over. But then how much would they give you to hand him over? Are you understanding my point, brethren? See, and you know, the Bible says they agreed on something. God is telling us so, say, there is no agreement between light and darkness, between Christ and Belial, between he that believeth and what now, and infidel. Said, wherefore, what? Come out from among them. And I will receive you. There is a people whom God is what now? Receiving. He agreed. And they said, we will give you so and so. And the Bible said, the moment he got that money, the Bible said, he went his way. Are you understanding my point? It was no longer the Lord's way. It was now his own way. And secondly, he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. Now, brother, if I want to fight with Brother Eze, as I made up my mind, I'm going to quarrel with him, I will now begin to look for what? An opportunity. I'm just looking for him to do something that looks like. And then I say, hey. Do you understand the point? Yes. He began to look for what is it that God could do now. I say, hey, you see, I expected God to do this. He didn't do it. Therefore, I'm no longer what now? Following him. Because he had taken money. But then for us, it's not necessarily money. It's something within this environment that my heart has what now? Accepted. It changes everything. And brethren, this is the time and what now? This season. While that is going on, the Lord is speaking to another people, prepare me a chamber for the Passover. So you can decide where you want to be. Do you understand? Let me tell you, that meal, you eat it, you leave humanity, and you enter divinity. Are you with me, brethren? He said, when you eat that meal, you leave humanity, and you enter what now? Divinity. Brethren, this meal is a word. It's a word that God is preaching. He's ministering. He's releasing to us. That begins to bring certain dimension of change. Where is the chamber? Do you have space in your heart for this word? Praise the name of the Lord. When I eat this meal, I transit from death into life. Praise the name of the Lord. Things, when the Bible says that the elements are going to be dissolved, the elements are the principles of death that work in my world now, members. The pangs of death that have been there. He said they are loose, they are dissolved, and they do what? They pass away. And God begins to establish a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth what? Righteousness. So the mentality of change, brethren, must be set within me. I must believe that all things will not continue as they were. You know, we've talked it here, brethren, but we must keep saying it. As the change takes place, you know, Bema was talking, you know, let's look at the principle of death. Today, somebody is born, he becomes sick, grows old, and then he does what? He dies. Death is walking. Now, let's reverse it. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody keeps hearing the word of God and hearing, he that believeth, though he were dead, yet shall he live. But he that is living and keeps believing will come to the point where he will not die. Do you understand the point? And brethren, as this word keeps going, this earth begins to hear it. You know what happens? Those who are dead in the earth will begin to do what now? Come out. That's the truth. You will hear it. That one guy opened your backyard and somebody came out. And you're looking at him like this. He said, who are you? Praise the name of the Lord. It's a strange word. My wife was telling me about a story, you know, of a fellow somewhere in Oguta. He was in his house one night. Do you understand? And then he started hearing noise inside his background. Do you know what he came? He saw two women stark naked. They were witches that were flying across. I don't know. Maybe somebody was praying nearby. And they landed inside his compound. So the women were saying, please, 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 please. The man was a foolish man. He wasn't a Christian. Are you understanding my point? The woman said, please don't expose us. Please don't expose us. The man couldn't cope. He started shouting. And neighbors came. And embarrassed the women and shamed them and everything. Few days after, the man was dead. Are you understanding the point? So the witches were crossing. Maybe one brother was speaking in tongues somewhere. And pew! Why? Chicken, you think it's a joke? Oh no, it's not. But I'm saying that the laws of sin and death are going to be reversed, and that a new law will take over, which is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It quickeneth. That's what the Bible said, that God quickeneth what now? The dead. He quickens those who are standing physically, and then quickens those who are also in their graves. People come out. And if everybody's not coming out at the same time, I don't know what is going to be, but the Bible says every man in his own order. It also speaks that the faith that men exercise in their days when they are physically alive will also determine the order in which they are going to come out of it, what now? Their graves. What you do now, brother, matters. How you respond to this word matters. How you bring your body under subjection matters. Are we together, brethren? How you say no to ungodliness matters. How you deny the world and worldly lust and live soberly and righteously and godly in this present age matters. Don't tell me that ungodliness does not matter. Brother, if you like, go and sit in the same bed with the world. You will pay for it in time to come. Praise the name of the Lord. God is trying to show us that godliness is profitable. It has a promise in this world and also in the world to come. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, it matters. So if you like spending your time, young people, watching Davido and Tiwa Savage and all those, you understand the point? You can spend time, Davido and his baby mama. This baby mama thing, suddenly, it become an epidemic. Yes, young boys are just, because they've made so much money, they're just dropping children all over the place. And these young girls have lost every sense of what now? Shame. And you are fascinated with it. Praise the name of the Lord. Nobody should waste his time. Every word that you receive into your being matters. Do you understand the point? Every word, every seed you plant matters. Because for every labor, there is what? A reward. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We can't keep hearing this word and continue in our regular word now, lifestyle. You either believe that this word quickens the dead. I want to believe that, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to believe that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, brethren, God is in the business of revealing to you what he is doing. He said, you are my friends because I tell you what I am doing. Brethren, what is God doing? He's raising the dead. Hallelujah. He's sending out the sound of the blast of a trumpet. Praise the name of the Lord. And he's calling his elect from the four corners. Here, your mind, come, come, come. Your emotions, come, come, come. Your will, come, come, come. Your desire, do what? Come into a place called the will of God. He is pulling us to the center of his will. And in that center of his will, there is an energy working to conform all things to become like Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. We must respond to that. You must respond to it. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Yes, there's a voice calling us. It's called the voice of the bridegroom. He said, come away, my love. Come to the mountains of frankincense and to the hills of myrrh. There I will give you my love. Praise the name of the Lord. So here, brethren, he says we have been foreordained, predestinated. I was designed before I was manifested. Do you understand the point? That blueprint, I must see it clearly. And then I begin to order my life to conform. That's what Jesus said. He said, a body you have prepared for me. He said, I come to do your will. Now, I was talking about Logos, the mind of God. Logos is the intent, the thought. Jesus was the intent of God. Praise the name of the Lord. What God had in mind as far as man was concerned. All of us here are in the mind of God. God has your picture there, what you are to be. Praise the name of the Lord. And then he is inviting you into that project. I am a project. Project Ebere. Do you understand the point? Project. When God said, let us make Eze. Don't say man again. Say you. Are you getting my point? You see, when God calls you, what you are now is not what you are going to be. That's what he said. The body that is not the body that will be. The other day we talked about it here. God saw Rachel. Jacob, that's what he saw. Rachel, that's the wife he wanted to marry. But you see, in the night, mysterious things do what? Happen. Are you getting my point? So he wakes up in the morning and he jumps up. And you see, it looks like this. He rubs his eyes. I watched one of the films. And the man ran out to Laban, shouting, you deceived me. Praise the name of the Lord. And Laban, you know, cunning man, he just picking his teeth like this. Say, we have a custom here. We don't marry the younger one first. But if you work for me again, I will give you the younger one. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and brother, we have to be very careful in this world, though. Things are not exactly the way they look. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and but the truth, two things happen. He decided to labor again for another 7 years for the second one. Now, but he didn't put away the first one. Do you understand the point? She was there. And both of them were going on together. But of course, you know that the first one began to have what? Children. He began to prosper. It looked like, do you understand? Everything was going well for her. But like but Sam said today, he said, this one shall not be what now? The heir. So it continued. And the first woman was getting so frustrated, wondering what must I do to prosper like my what now? Sister. But then the Bible says, and the Lord remembered Rachel. How do I know he's remembering me? By the words that are coming forth. The indicator of what God is doing at any point in time is the prophetic word. Are you understanding my point, brethren? How do you know? It's the voice of the Lord. He said the Lord will not. He tied himself. He will not do anything unless he reveals it to his servants, the prophet. And then he will do what the prophets have what now? Prophesied. He said, as he spake by the mouth of what? His prophet. It's time to perform it. Praise the name of the Lord. So here now, can you tell the voice is coming forth in this conference? That's what the Lord wants to do. Praise the name of the Lord. So why is he telling you that? Praise the name of the Lord. He wants you to begin to fall what now? In line. Praise the name of the Lord. He wants you to fall in line. Please give him my chair. Amen. Amen. Brethren, this is very important. Don't be distracted, please. Look this way. Amen. This is where it's happening. Praise the Lord. You know, naturally, we tend to view distractions and not focus on what is important. Because drama is very catchy. Do you understand the point? Hallelujah. Let's focus on what matters. God is doing what he is showing to his servants, what? The prophet. He is doing it now. And brethren, we have not followed after cunningly what? Devised fables. No. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, this is where we are at this point in time. Praise the name of the Lord. Where are you? God is bringing forth the mystery of his will. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the Bible says he planned for the maturity of what? the times. Now, King James calls it the dispensation of the word fullness of times. At this time, God will finish the work. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? The Bible says he will not be working forever. There is a time in which what God has in mind, he will have it. And we repeat it again. Let's repeat and keep repeating. We are in the time when the impact will not satisfy God anymore. Brethren, we understand. Impact. The partial. The half measure. God accepted it in time past. Praise the name of the Lord. He accommodated it. He tolerated it. He said, okay, let me just what now? Manage it. But we are in a time when only the full measure will satisfy God. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is what God is putting on the table. The maturity, the climax of the ages has come. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we sang a song that God is Alpha and what? Omega. So, he is not a magician. He begins things and he moves them to what now? A climax, a conclusion. The other time we shared a burden, we called it the end of all things. I don't know if you remember. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, God said, let us make man. How many people remember that? Genesis 1, 27, 28. Let us make man. For those who remember, the word there used was a word called Asa. Praise the name of the Lord. Make was the word Asa. Now, Asa speaks about a finished work. Praise the name of the Lord. A complete work. A perfect work. This man is you. This man is me. Are we together? Now, what is the implication? The implication is that anything unfinished about me should not be tolerated anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. Anything incomplete about me is not what God wants now. So don't say it is tomorrow. It is when? Now. This is why I'm hearing and you are hearing what we are hearing. So God said, let us make man. Praise God. Asa. Now, it means to establish something, to complete it, to permanent it. You know, Zion is Asa. Are we together? Zion is established. It cannot be what? Removed. It is that which is the completed work in the mind of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is what God had in mind. This is his plan. This is the mystery of his will. His eternal purpose is you finished, completed, looking like Jesus Christ. Then, but the Bible says, and God created man. Another word again. Bara. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, bara means to what? Initiate. To start. Praise the name of the Lord. To initiate a work. And we've also said here that that word is only used in relation to God. It means to bring something out of what? Nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is the will of God, the plan of God for you and for me. God created man. He says he is the author. Have you read that scripture before? Your faith has a beginning. Don't ever believe the fact that once you're born again, that is it. It is the biggest lie anybody can believe. It truncates the project before the project does what? Starts. It creates a wrong frame of mind. It creates a wrong mentality. And it cripples you. Brethren, are we together? He says, I am what? Alpha and what? Omega. I start. And I do what? I finish. All through the scripture, that is it. So God started. Bara, he started the work. Now, between this starting, bara, and the finishing, asa, You know, and of course, you notice something about God. He always declares what? The end. When he's speaking, he is actually speaking what now? The end. When people don't understand that, they begin to think that they have reached the end. But between the beginning and the end, there is another word. Don't miss it. That word is the word Yatzah. You see that in Genesis 2. He said, and God formed man. This is the crux of the matter. Form. Yatzah. Now, if you check through Yatzah and its related word, it means to put something into a hole and squeeze, put pressure on it. Just like a child coming out of what now? The birth canal. It's a birthing process. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? You see, it means to subject something to stress, to tribulation, to trouble. And so that as that thing is subjected to pressure, it begins to take a particular word, shape. Praise the name of the Lord. That is your Christian life. He said the potter was working on a wheel. So when you read Isaiah 45 and Isaiah 46, he was saying, I created it, I formed it, and I did what? I made it. You see those three words in one verse. Isaiah 45 and Isaiah 46. He said, I formed, I created. Sorry, I created, I formed, and I did what? I made. You see, bara, yatsa, asa in the same listing. That's what God does. Praise the name of the Lord. So, brethren, our Christian experience is like the wilderness experience. The fact that you came out of Egypt does not mean you have entered what? The promise. Don't let anybody tell you that story. The journey is long. Are we together? This is the process. When you say soul, it is yasa. That's where the soul is what now? Subjected to stress, testing, tribulation, pressure, trouble, trial. Are we together? Afflictions and everything that you have to go through so that you may be conformed unto the image of his son. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what you see in Romans chapter 8. It said, him whom he foreknew. Do you understand? He began to do what now? Predestinated him that he might be what? Conformed unto what? The image of what? His son. So that he might be the firstborn among many what? Brethren. Do you understand me? You were proposed and planned to become like Jesus Christ. Until you become like him, the business is not what now? Over. It's not finished yet. Are you understanding me, brethren? This is the apostolic vision that we are following. This is the word that God is bringing to us. Praise the name of the Lord. So, brethren, this is Yatzah. God is forming. Praise the name of the Lord. God is forming us. It is, if you check the word Yasa used through the scriptures, it speaks about the activities of the mind, thoughts, purposes. You understand? Plans. You know, say that these people devise something. When you say devise, it is forming something we are in the mind. Activities, thoughts, emotions, wishes, and all that. All of these things are part of this action. But God is heading towards what? Asa. In the New Testament, the word there is the word finish, end, perform. You know, fulfill. When a prophecy is fulfilled, it is come to what now? It's Asa. Praise the name of the Lord. So you put yourself in that picture. You are moving from Bara. The day you got born again, something happened in your spirit. Are we together? Yes. Then that from there, the journey begins to proceed to where? To your soul, your character, the seat of your character. That's where the game is. And God begins to change, form, transform, bringing you to a place where eventually even this body will become what now? Changed. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the mystery of his will. The secret plan that had been hidden, that in the last generation, a people will arise who will look like who? Jesus Christ. He had to hide it. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the devil has his own what now? Plans. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, like I said, Jacob did not abandon Leah. She was on until a time when Rachel became what? Pregnant. Hallelujah. The Bible says God remembered Rachel and she opened her womb. From that day, neither Leah nor the concubines will ever have children again. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me? Are you with me? They will not have any son again. The issue of sonship was now Rachel. And you know, as far as Jacob was concerned, praise the name of the Lord, you understand, it was Joseph. Joseph is the firstborn. Do you know that? He's the firstborn. Even though Reuben came first. Praise the name of the Lord. The firstborn. But then, Israel only had one son. Jacob had 11. Israel had one. You know that's true? Israel had one son, Benjamin. Was the only son of who? Israel. Jacob had 11 sons. He only had one son after his name was what now? Changed. So when his name became Israel, he had one more son. His name was Benjamin. Brethren, there is a son that is going to be born of the new creation man. That one is the son of his right hand. He's the one who will exercise government. He's the one who exercises dominion. The flesh profited what now? Nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, brethren. So, brethren, something is happening. I pray that as these things are being said, you are going to put yourself into this picture. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a new nature that God is working in us. And he's moving towards a destination. It is this movement towards a destination that is called the mystery of what? His will. His plan. Purpose. You know, I was reading Isaiah 25. We sing it as a song. Oh God, thou art my God, I will exalt you, I will praise your name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsel of old, they are faithfulness and truth. Now, do you know where that song was sung? By the 144,000 upon Mount Zion. You know, read that scripture. What was it saying? It says that everything you said, you have accomplished it 100%. Are you understanding the point? Everything written in this scripture has been perfectly what? Executed and performed. Not one failed. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that they sang a new song. They were saying, my God. You know, right now when we talk this, and sometimes it seems very strange. Praise the name of the Lord. You wonder. But believe me, brethren, God has already shown us the tomorrow. That some people said, I said, God, everything you said about me, you have executed in my life. Your word is true. Your word is excellent. Your word is complete. And brethren, they began to sing. And no man else could learn that song. Why? Because it's an experience. It's not just a song. is what? Experience. It is a testimony that is coming out of a people who have submitted themselves to the will of God. They have become conformed to His will. They have become transformed into His will. They have become what God said they will become. And they are now blessing the Lord. And say, your word is true. It is fulfilled. Everything you have said, you have done it. Praise the name of the Lord. We bless you for your faithfulness. Praise the name of the Lord. So we are encouraging ourselves that God, you know, in Genesis, the Bible says that God began. Let me read Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Praise the name of the Lord. I just want to tie up that aspect of finishing the work. Finishing the work. Genesis 2. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me start from verse 1. Hallelujah. He says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished. Hey, that's the word. Praise the name of the Lord. And all the host of them. Brethren, when you say heavens and earth, it's you. Are we together? You know that. So there is going to be a finishing of this work. It will not continue indefinitely. There is to be a completion. And this completion is for the dispensation of the fullness of time. And this is that time. He says, and on the seventh day, God did what? Ended. He said another word again. Finished, ended his work. He will not always be working. He ended his work, which he had what? Made. Asa. Are we together, brethren? God ended the work which he had what now? Made. And he said he what? Rested. And I said earlier, this is a rest of what? Satisfaction and fulfillment. I have gotten a man child. Praise the name of the Lord. And he said he rested on the seventh day from the work which he had what? Made. This is the word Asa. Now look at verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it, this seventh day, he had rested from all his work which God what? Created and made. Bara and what? Asa. Now, when you go to the Hebrew, if you have your interlinear, check it out. The word is created to make. That's what the Hebrew says here. The work which God created, what? To make. How do you create something to make it? It is because you started it with an intention to do what now? To complete it. That's what Paul said. I am persuaded of this very thing. And brother, you must be persuaded that he who has what? Begun a good work in me. He will do what? Complete. Perform it. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you persuaded that this work will finish? Are you persuaded that I will not remain like this? Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Revelation 10. He says that the angel came down from heaven. And believe me, that angel is here. Hallelujah. The Bible says he swore by him that liveth forever and ever that there should be what? Time no longer. No more delay. This thing will not tarry. If we are talking about overcoming sin, there will be no more delay. Overcoming sickness, there should be no more delay. Overcoming death, there should be no more what? Delay. He said, but in the days of the voice, the ministry, and the message of this seventh angel, when he shall begin to do what? Sound. The things that God has been hiding, which he has now revealed to the prophets, which the prophets have begun to declare, shall be what? Finished. That's the word, finished. That word finished means performance. Are we together, brethren? It shall be performed. It shall be executed. There shall be a performance. He said, blessed is she that what? Believe. God spoke a word about faith in this camp. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is time to believe God. I want to go back and begin to look at faith. Because he said, blessed is she that what? Believeth. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why must I believe? Because there shall be what? A performance. There shall be a performance. Sometimes we speak things that are incredible. How do you think Jacob felt? You know, we talked about Jacob. When he heard that the son that he thought was dead was what? Alive. And not only was he alive. We're not saying that Jesus is alive. We're saying that he is what? He is Lord and King. Hallelujah. And that he has power. There's this song I learned recently. You are the living God. It blesses me so much. You are full of power and majesty. You are high and lifted up, and you have all authority. You are the living God. Hallelujah. But then something must come alive. When Jacob had the news initially, his heart, he did not dare. He said, do I dare to believe this thing? But do you understand the point? He said, you know, don't wake up something that is not, do I dare believe this word? Brethren, do you dare believe this thing? That God will finish the work in you. Hallelujah. Yeah. But yes, when he saw the wagons, did you know there was evidence? When he sent them to tell his father, he sent certain what now? Evidence. Yes, when he saw the wagons, royal wagons, with the stamp of what now? Royal stamp of the king on it. He said, yes, it's enough. Just as the left alive. I must go and see him before I die. Brethren, I don't know if you understand me. I don't know if you understand me. There is a hypostasis. There is. Do you understand me, brethren? It's not just story. We are asking God that this message is not just going to be what now? Story. We want to come with a seal of the king. So that when men see the seal, they said, yes, it's enough. I believe this word. I believe this word. Praise the name of the Lord. Joseph is yet what? Alive. I will go and see him. Do you want to see him? Get ready. He has provided a wagon that will carry you to bring you to see him face to face. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, this is the time. This is the hour. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord, brethren, is calling us to an appointment upon Mount Zion. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, blessed is that man whose strength is in him. His energy, the power to make this journey is in who? In God. He has connected with that whirlwind that is carrying men to where? To the heavens. There is a vehicle provided. The Bible says he makes the clouds his what? His chariot. There are men who ascended upon a cloud. Others ascended upon a chariot of what now? Of fire. The other man said he went up on a wild wind. All of them are vehicles. The power of the Holy Spirit to lift us, he says, into the glory of his presence. There is an energy that must carry us. I cannot, he said, they shall mount up with what? Wings as the eagle. This life is a heavenly life. It can never be lived by the human natural world strength. And so, brethren, the ministry that God is raising up must have energy to release so that men can mount up on these words and do what? Begin to move into heavenly places. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is where we are. He said, these ones, they move from strength to what? Strength. Do you know, they are moving up. In the natural, when you climb up, you're supposed to be getting weaker and more tired. But these ones, as they move up, they are doing what? They are getting stronger and stronger. Every obstacle they overcome, they add what now? More strength. Scripture says so. To him that overcometh, I will give what now? A crown. Do you understand that? More strength is given to you every time you what? Overcome. Adversity supposed to make us what? Stronger. Praise the name of the Lord. They move from strength toward strength until they appear where? In Zion, before God. Two things happen there. They appear before God, and God appears before them. Do you understand that? That's how Joseph met his brethren. Do you understand? When he appeared before him, they didn't know it was him. Did they know? No, they did not. But he knew them. Just like as we are now, the Lord knows us. Are you getting my point? I'm looking at the Lord. But see who I'm seeing. I'm seeing Isaac. I'm seeing Ami. I'm seeing Ife. I'm seeing Chijoke. I'm seeing Ken. I'm seeing Ibi. I'm seeing Ine. I'm seeing Thelma. But who am I looking at? We don't understand. Are we together? Where is he appearing? He is going to appear in his people. But they were looking and they were seeing an Egyptian prince. And what confused them more was that he was speaking Egyptian language. So when he was talking, he was using an interpreter. Just like I suppose I'm an interpreter right now, right? But if you look carefully, perhaps you will see him who is what now speaking. You know, sometimes we look at ourselves and we see us. And sometimes we treat ourselves very shabbily because we do not see him. Praise the name of the Lord. We are not discerning the body yet. If we begin to discern the body, when a brother ministers, part of why the resurrection life is not working is that we are seeing ourselves as what now? As men. So we are hearing the words of men. But when you are able to discern the Christ in your brother is speaking, you respond to it as a word of God, and it begins to quicken immortality within you. So the limitations, we are the ones bringing them. This is one of the reasons why we must endeavor to dwell in peace with one another, to remove impediments that hinder what now? The flow of receiving life from one another. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. They were there. The guy was sorting them out. At a point, they became confused. Are you getting my point? The kind of questions he was asking them were too personal. How many are you? Do you have any other brother? Do you know? And they answered not knowing that they were actually judging what now? Themselves. And the prophecy was going on. Eventually, he had to judge them. Because for him to reveal himself to them, he had to deal with certain issues about them. So, your old man, is he alive? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, the old nature must be judged. That old nature, you see, that old man, is he still what? Alive. And they answered, praise the name of the Lord. Okay, is this all of you? They said, no, there is one who is still with the Father. Okay, no problem. You have to go and do what? And bring him. He said, you cannot see my face until that one comes. Of course, you know there is a church that is to emerge. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, we can't see his face until that church comes. In the natural, you know that he was testing them. You know, all of us, we've come from a background of crisis. Every fellowship had their own fair share of quarrels and problems and things that we did when we walked in the flesh. And the Lord will test us. Praise the name of the Lord. He took Simeon and tied him up. You know why he took Simeon? Simeon was the chief instigator of that plot. Are you understanding my point? And he took him. Dude, it was a sign to them. How did they begin to think that it's because of what happened to Joseph that this thing is happening to us? What put it into their hearts? Somehow, in their heart of hearts, conscience began to smite them. So when they bound Simeon, the people look at each other. Something is happening here. We don't understand. He said, "Oh yeah, go and bring your brother." Of course, in the natural, he wanted to know whether Benjamin was still alive. Because when he left those brothers, they were terrible men. Are you getting my point? There was nothing brotherly about them at all. Nothing brotherly about them. You know, the Bible says that God's will is for us to become one. One. So, he said, go and bring your brother. And then he tied Simeon. I'm sure Simeon will be also in prison. He will be thinking, it's because of Joseph. Reuben said, I told you people, leave that boy alone. You didn't listen to me. Trouble has come. Praise the name of the Lord. And then they went. And the problem was how to convince Jacob to release Benjamin. Praise the name of the Lord. But they must convince the father. And brethren, it is an intercession all of us will have to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Eventually, it was when Judah stood shorty. You see, brethren, there is a church that must emerge. But it can only emerge when we lay down our lives one for another. It can only emerge then. So Judah stood shorty. He said, I give you my firstborn, I give you my lastborn. If I don't bring back Benjamin, take them. So Jacob released Benjamin. Praise the name of the Lord. And then when they come back, Joseph sees Benjamin. Praise the name of the Lord. So Benjamin is still alive. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. So they have passed test one. Love, GS 101. They move to the next level. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this time around, he set them to a feast. Do you understand? And then he set them in order of their birth. Yes, sir. Say Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. No, Joseph, Benjamin. As they sat, they were looking at themselves. Do you understand? You know, sometimes you get this feeling that God is working. There is something happening in our midst beyond the natural. So they'll be looking at themselves and wondering, what is going on? Brethren, there is something going on beyond us here. There is something happening. There is a hand who is working all things after the counsel of his own will. Praise the name of the Lord. And he's working towards a particular purpose. So, then, brethren, when they finished the feast, he was serving Benjamin 5 times. Praise the name of the Lord. Benjamin himself be wondering, what is going on? And then, when it is all done, they are ready to go, he puts the silver cup in Benjamin's bag. Now, this is the next test of love. He wants to know what they would do when one of them is overtaken in a fault. Do you understand the point? What would the others do? So, by the time they catch up with Benjamin, you know, and as they are coming back, they are all crying because they are all remembering the father. You know, sometimes as we deal with one another, let us remember the father. For the father's sake, for the father's sake, deal kindly with one another. For the father's sake. Let us not be overtaken. Oh, he did me this, he did me that. For the father's sake. Judah said, how can I appear before my father without my brother? You know, when the Lord asked Cain, where is your brother? Cain thought it was a joke. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when they got there, the question now began. Joseph said, no, there's not a problem. You people are nice people. I only have a problem with this newcomer. Do you understand? So pack your bags, take your thof, and go. Just leave him here. He will become my servant. He was saying it as if, you know, it was just an easy thing. Everybody fell on the ground. What now? Cry. He said, what kind of people are these? I said, I don't have a problem with you. Just this person. And all of you are crying. Praise the name of the Lord. And Judah stood up. Brethren, it was there that Judah earned the right to rule. The right to rule. The scepter was given to him because he laid down his life. He said, I made a promise to my father that I will return. Brethren, we are all going to return to the father. I must return holding my brother. Jesus said, of all that you have given me, I have lost none except the son of perdition. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, how can I face my father? Do I think about that? If we did, we will make every effort concerning everyone. And so that anyone who is lost because of the son of what? Perdition. So Judah said, let me become your slave. But this one, he must return back to the father. Something broke inside Joseph. Something, you know, the desire of his heart had come. And you know what he did? He drove out every Egyptian. There is a deliverance that is going to come to us. Every Egyptian that you see today, when our love is completed, deliverance will come to Zion. Do you understand? He said, every man do what? Get out. Every spirit, get out. Every devil, get out. Every uncleanness, out. Praise the name of the Lord. And he said, there was no man, nothing, when Joseph did what? Revealed himself to his brethren. It was an intimate, private manifestation. Just like, who was it? Peter said that when he rose from the dead, he did not go about appearing to all, but he selected some of us and he appeared to us. Praise the name of the Lord. The purpose for which he appeared to us was so that we will be the ones to appear to others. Are you getting my point? We are to be the with evidence. He didn't show Pilate. You are the ones that are supposed to show what now? Pilate, that he's risen from the dead. Praise the name of the Lord. And so they went about preaching that resurrection. It was the burden that was laid on them to show the world that Jesus is alive. And he said, men shall know that you are my disciples when you have love one for another. He wept a cry that the Egyptians heard what now? Outside. I don't understand. He was crying inside, but he was crying so loud that they were hearing it what now? In the outer courts. I don't know if you understand. Something is happening within the sanctuary and humanity is hearing that the Lord is having fellowship with his brethren. Joseph's brethren have manifested. Joseph's brethren have come forth. Praise the name of the Lord. These are not cunningly devised fables. These are eternal spiritual realities. These are things that when you hear, you are stuck. You either believe it, it delivers you. You disbelieve it, it judges you. It judges me 2 times because I'm the one preaching. Twice. That's what Bible says. No, be so. Yes, it does. Praise the name of the Lord. So that God's will is for us to become conformed to what now? His divine nature. We must be like him. That day, it was shocking for Joseph, for Judah, Reuben, to say, you mean we have been with you and we did not know you? But do you understand me? You see, there's Christ in his body, yet unknown. Because I was seeing Barakhan, I could not see him. Tell me why they didn't recognize Joseph. Do you understand? I think that part of it was they never expected. One, they didn't even believe he was alive. Not to talk of seeing him on the throne of Egypt. Oh, this was the man we came and we all dobale. Boy, like that. Of course, they won't remember. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, you know, I don't know. I just pray that the heart will capture these things. Praise the name of the Lord. When we go home, we ponder over it and ask myself questions. Is this in what committing myself to? This is the essence of the mystery of his will. It is the commitment that you make to this thing. You know, do you understand? When Paul saw this thing, you know, God told Paul, I'm going to read something from Acts of the Apostles. God says that I have appeared to you for this very word purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand? This word you're hearing is a manifestation. Do you believe that? It is Christ manifesting, revealing himself for a purpose. So that your life might become engaged to this purpose. Your life might become bound. He said, I am bound in the spirit to go to where? Jerusalem. He said, these ones have set their hearts on a pilgrimage to what now? Zion. There is a map of Zion in their hearts. If you look into their heart, there's only one map there, the road map to where? To Zion. There's no other place I'm going to. Is that your commitment? Is that my commitment? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's read something. Acts of the Apostles. I hope I can see that scripture. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, I have appeared to you for this purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me search out that scripture. Okay, Acts 22:14. Let's look at that. And I'll try to close. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm closing. Hallelujah. I think we have woken up anyway. Yes, finally, my brethren. Praise the Lord. I just want to, this is the closing remarks. Praise the Lord. Okay. I'll read from verse, let me just read verse 14. And he said, the God of our forefathers has destined and appointed you to come progressively to know his will, to perceive, to recognize more strongly. Okay, let me read from King James. The grammar here is, much. And he said, the God of our fathers had chosen thee that thou shouldest know his will. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? There is a choice. You must know the will of the Father. He said that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Your whole being must be full of the will of God. In every decision, this is what the Lord will have me to do. Because God is pushing you towards a destination. To know his will and what? See the just one and hear the voice of what? His mouth. For thou shalt be what? His witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and what? And heard. Praise the name of the Lord. See what our ears have heard, what our eyes have what? Seen, what our hands have what? Handled. That is what we are declaring to you. You have been invited to see God. Do you understand me, brethren? You are invited to hear God. You are invited to know the will of God. Because it is God's plan that you must declare this reality to all of what creation. Praise the name of the Lord. This is why you are here, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I want to close here, brethren. I don't know what you have heard tonight. I don't know what you have seen tonight. I don't know what impressions have been made upon you tonight. But suffice it to say, God has invited you to be part of a project. Praise the name of the Lord. God has uncovered some secrets to you of what he is planning to do, what he is already doing. And he invites you to submit yourself, submit your life to that project. That means disconnecting from other projects. Are we together, brethren? You know, Peter said something. This is going to be the last scripture now. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 Peter 4:7. The last of the last. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 Peter 4. Are we there from verse 1? Amen. Hallelujah. He says, so, amplified this time, he said, so since Christ suffered in the flesh for us, for you, arm yourselves with the same thought and what? Purpose. This is God's purpose. Meaning to patiently suffer rather than fail to please God. That is a mentality. Instead of not pleasing God, let me do what? Suffer. Praise the name of the Lord. Endure. For whoever has suffered in the flesh, having the mind of God, is done with intentional sin, has stopped pleasing himself and the world, and pleases who? God. Are we together, brethren? There is a change of everything. And he says, for the time that is past already suffices for doing what the Gentiles like to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Living as you have done in shameless, insolent, wantonness, in lustful desires, drunkenness, revelings, drinking bouts, abominable and lawless idolatry. It's called the will of what? The Gentiles. Praise the name of the Lord. They are astonished and think it very queer that you do not now run hand in hand with them in the same excesses of dissipation, and they abuse you. But they will have to give an account to him who is ready to judge and pass sentence on the living and the dead. Praise the name of the Lord. For this is why the good news, the gospel, was preached in their lifetime, even to the dead, that though judged in fleshly bodies as men are, they might live in the spirit as God does. But the end and culmination of all things has now come near. Keep sound-minded and self-restraint, and alert, therefore, for the practice of prayer. Above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another. For love covers a multitude of sins, forgives and disregards the offenses of one another. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, so there are two ways. That is the will of the Gentiles. Pleasing yourself, living to your lusts, choosing your own way, just living a life for just yourself. And then there is the will of who? Of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, that is what is put on the table for us. And I trust God that what we have heard and what we are hearing will lead us again to another commitment, to another covenant, to another. Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Praise the name of the Lord. May the Lord bring us to this place. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.